This is Reception Perception, the show. Now, James Coe and Matt Harmon.
Where are we at with Caleb Williams? I went on my SiriusXM show, Matt, and my host, Fensty, asked me about Caleb Williams. And my message to Bears fans was this. Was it a great game? No. But if we are just grading on a scale, on a curve, in Caleb Williams, if you talk about the growth arc from week one to week three, I'm very encouraged if I'm a Chicago Bears fan. What was your takeaway with Caleb?
I think you could say it's been a steady progression upwards from week one to week three for Caleb Williams, because week one was definitely brutal.
Horrible. Yeah. Oh, he was the worst. He was the worst quarterback in the NFL, Matt. I mean, again, I don't care what stats you look at. He's the worst quarterback in the NFL, and we're including Bryce Young in that mix too. You know, but week one, it was horrid. But week three, I thought, you know, he really, obviously they threw the ball a ton, 52 times. Mm-hmm. But overall, I thought we saw some real development.
I think we saw some real development. I just don't know if it's ever going to look great this year for a variety of different reasons, which. You know, number one is rookie quarterback. You always got to just remember rookie quarterbacks usually struggle. Quarterbacks are usually, mm-hmm. And I think we overreact to their struggles overall is the biggest thing. And then when we get rookie quarterbacks who don't struggle, you know, then we get really high on those players, of course. Like we just talked about with Jaden Daniels. But with Caleb Williams, I think he is just working with a lot stacked against him. You know, number one, it's the scheme, it's the offense. I don't love it. Don't mm-hmm. love what Shane Waldron has presented for this team this year. The line play has not been good. Just flat out has not been good, both from a run and pass game standpoint. DeAndre Swift is averaging 1.8 yards per carry. Now that was a dumb signing at the time, mostly because of how fast that was the first thing that needed to happen in all of free agency was DeAndre Swift getting like a 3-year contract.
Spend that money on O-line. What are you doing? Like, I don't.
Yeah.
I mean, the other problem with that backfield too, Matt, was they already had guys like,
I know,
what?
Yeah. They had like Roshan
Khalil Johnson's Herbert and Roshan Johnson.
Good.
Yeah. Like, what are you talking about? And even Deontay Foreman, when they asked Deontay Foreman to play starter reps, he was a good player. Like, what are you doing bringing in DeAndre Swift? It doesn't make any sense at all.
Yeah. And like, so yeah, they spend money on Swift. They spend money on Gerald Everett.
Again, another luxury position. Like, what? And now Gerald Everett's barely playing.
Well, as he should, because he's not good. Like, he's a net negative out there. So is the DeAndre Carter, who they're having like seal the edge on a run play at the goal line. I mean, it just,
what are we doing?
Player usage deployment, and that comes back to the front office too. The product needs to be better on the field for Chicago, but. Yeah, I thought that Caleb looked. They're also asking him to do a lot, by the way. Like, they're asking him to run real drop back concepts, and they're asking him mm-hmm. to do a lot at the line. And I think he's doing that, which is great. I think overall his ball placement's been good. I think the accuracy's been good. He's just under pressure a lot, and he's going to make some mistakes when he's under pressure, period. Like, that's just what's going to happen. But
that first interception he had was, wow, that was bad, though. And again, we've seen that every single week. It's just some of these turnovers, you're like, geez, what are we doing, Caleb? Stop throwing those.
They're not Will Levis turnovers, but they're not that bad, but they are like they're just classic mistakes, I think. I don't think it's anything with like
you're right.
An arm talent or anything like that. It's just
he
is gonna make those mistakes because he's a rookie, man. Like, it is what it is. You can be as good a prospect as you want, but I definitely think I've gone a 180 on kind of the situation here. I do not think this is a good situation. I think they overemphasize, like, let's get a bunch of weapons, but we do not have an offensive line. That, I think, has been problematic. But, you know, I will say from a receiver standpoint, I think Roma Dunze has been great. I did not understand some of the criticisms of him as a player that other people had. After the first 2 weeks, I thought his film looked great. I put up charting notes on him from week one and week two last week, and you know, it was a guy that was consistently getting open against man press coverage. And in week two, his zone numbers came down. I think a lot of that is because he wasn't able to really fully accelerate because he was dealing with the sprained MCL. And then this week, you really saw him take off. Like, but week one, he was great against zone coverage. I mean, he had an incredibly high success rate against zone in the first game. So I thought he's looked great, passed the eye test. He obviously was super productive in week three, you know, and like all these rookie receivers, we're going to talk, even talking about Malik Nabers, who's, you know, the number one receiver in fantasy or whatever. None of these rookie receivers are going to be perfect. They're all going to make their fair share of mistakes, but you just got to feed him the ball and let him go through it. You know, even DJ Moore, I thought, you know, the usage is okay there. So I think this will slowly trend up, but because I think Caleb is working with a lot stacked against him, there's always going to be some issues this year, that's for sure.
Okay, so Romo Dunze, he ran 53 routes. I mean, he did not leave the field. It was, you know, again, I thought he was trying to still come back from some kind of injury. I guess not. 11 targets, 6 grabs for 112 and a touchdown. And you really did see some of that, you know, explosive nature from Romo Dunze here in week number 3. DJ Moore, meanwhile, also played, also ran 53 routes, 10 targets, 8 grabs for 78. So what the person that is not here, obviously, is Keenan Allen here. So does adding Keenan Allen back into this mix, does it make it messier for Caleb Williams, I wonder? To be honest with you, Matt, I feel like Caleb has done a lot better this past week and really over the last couple of weeks by just locking in on a guy and let's just get that ball, ripping that ball out there. I have not seen his first read numbers. I didn't look into that. But it feels as if he is saying, okay, I got my read and I'm going to stick to that and let's just rip this ball. And so again, I think the results have been a little bit better. In week one, I almost wondered, did he have too many options? I know that sounds ridiculous, you know, on a surface level, but I just wonder, is he making too many reads? Is his mind all over the place? I mean, you know, is he just, you know, out there just trying to figure out what to do versus week three? I thought he looked a lot more decisive.
No, I actually really like this take from you about, is there too much going on in terms of the Bears receiver room? Because I know that sounds crazy, but I know, right? I feel you. And like in terms of first read targets, DJ Moore had 9 and Romo Dunze had 9 in this game. Like,
well, there
the
you
exact
go.
Same, which is, and then Cole Kmet had 7. He was, and then nobody else really moved the needle in terms. We have 4 DeAndre Carter first read targets. We do not need those.
Well, but here actually, when you read those out though. Again, that it's to the point that I'm making here that a lot of his throws were just first read throws. You know, DJ Moore had 10 targets, 9 of them were first read targets. Romo Dunze had 11 targets, 9 of those were first read targets. So that's a huge portion of what we're talking about here.
100%. Yeah, no, I and the way they used those two guys too, I think was right. DJ Moore had 3 designed targets according to Fantasy Points data. That and then Romo Dunze had none, right? Like I always say, I think I said this on the show last week, I'll just go to my grave not understanding like why teams don't want to design targets to DJ Moore, get the ball in his hands and let him roll after the catch. They did a little bit more of that in this game. That's good to see. You know, also he has the lower average depth of target, whereas Romo Dunze is 21.3 average depth of target. Like, let's get this dude who can run, who can separate, and who can win tight coverage passes. Right. Let's give him the ball down the field, man. I kind of agree with you about this idea of almost overloading a rookie quarterback with guys. I do think that sounds, maybe we're just wrong about this. We're theorizing. We're kind of trying to take shop this a little bit, but. Yeah, because you guys know where I'm at with Keenan Allen at this point. People listening to this show know where I'm at with Keenan Allen. I think he's like a role player, but he's not a guy that, he was like the first read target player in week one, and like you saw how that offense went. Okay, it was not good. Like, I think Moore and Odunze need to be more involved going forward. So if you get Keenan Allen back out there and he's taking like the DeAndre Carter snaps, that's fine. I'm cool with that because.
Sure.
You said four first read targets. I need 0 first read targets for DeAndre Carter.
Right, correct.
Need correct. A stone 0. Correct. So I do think like, okay, if you want to paint yourself a positive picture as a Bears fan, more Odunze, more DJ Moore, more Cole Kmet in week 3, and I think the results were good there. Caleb's still going to make mistakes. There's still going to be kind of like talented but troubled moments for him. But I think the receiver usage was right. I think Roman Dunze looks fantastic. DJ Moore is who he is. Things can get a little bit better from here for the Bears, but I do think they're always going to have a little bit sacked against him because of the Waldron and the offensive line effects.